Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're cutting straight to it. Consistent communication, and really how it's the bedrock of customer loyalty.
Yeah, absolutely essential stuff.
We've got the source, an excerpt called Building Loyalty Through Consistent Communication. That's our starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission really is to figure out why this consistent contact is so critical for businesses that want, you know, those lasting customer relationships, and maybe pull out some strategies you can actually use.
Exactly. And, you know, think about today's world. It's just saturated with information, right? A constant flow. This excerpt makes a strong case that consistent communication isn't just like adding noise. It's about creating a clear signal, something your customers actually look for, maybe even rely on.
Okay, so the core idea isn't just blasting out messages nonstop. That's not it.
No.
The source seems to stress it's, well, more subtle than that, cultivating a real connection.
Precisely. It's less about just broadcasting, hitting send, and more about building a reliable rhythm, a pattern of interaction that actually resonates.
Okay. So let's dig into why this consistency actually works, why it matters. The excerpt starts with building trust and reliability.
Right. And the key thing there, I think, is predictability. When a business shows up reliably, communicates consistently, offers value, well, customers learn to expect that.
They count on it.
They count on it, yeah.
Yeah.
And they trust it. It makes the whole relationship feel, you know, safer, less risky.
That makes sense. And it also keeps you front and center, doesn't it? Top of mind.
Oh, absolutely.
At such a crowded market, regular touch points mean you're not just forgotten when the time comes.
Exactly right. Think about it. If you're consistently providing value, consistent messaging, brand recall goes up significantly.
Yeah.
So when a customer does have that need, your name is much more likely to pop up first.
Right. Another big one they mention is strengthening relationships. It's not just a monologue.
No, it's a dialogue.
Yeah.
Or it should be. Consistent engagement opens doors.
Yeah.
You get feedback. You start to really understand what customers need, how those needs might be changing.
So you can personalize things more.
You got it. That direct interaction, that back and forth, that's what builds the stronger ties.
And that deeper connection, surely that helps with reducing churn, keeping customers around.
Oh, definitely. Customers who feel like you're keeping them in the loop, who feel valued through that steady communication, they're just less likely to start shopping around. Simple as that.
It reinforces the value they're getting.
Yes, and it lets you maybe address potential issues before they become reasons to leave.
Okay. And finally, the source hits on driving engagement. Good content keeps people interested.
Yeah, and it could even turn them into advocates, right? Engaged customers often become your best marketers. They start talking about you, recommending you. That's powerful.
Okay, let's get practical then. What does this look like day to day? Email newsletters are mentioned. That's a classic.
Sure, but think beyond just pushing sales. These newsletters need real value. Maybe industry insights, helpful tips, company news people actually care about. Give them a reason to open it.
Right, not just another promo email. And then there's social media. Maintaining an active presence there.
Mm-hmm. And active means interacting, actually talking with followers.
Not just at them.
Right. Sharing relevant stuff, building a bit of a community feel. It's a conversation space.
Proactive customer service fits in here too, like timely updates, quick answers.
Absolutely. Consistent communication during service moments is crucial. Think order updates, prompt responses to questions, reliable support. It builds confidence right when it matters most. Shows you care.
And personalization comes up too. Tailoring messages.
Yes. Using what you know about customer segments, their past behavior, their preferences, to send messages that actually feel relevant to them, that's way more effective.
Still using data smartly.
Using data smartly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Things like CRM systems help make that possible.
Okay, and lastly, valuable content. Blog posts, videos, resources.
Yeah, content marketing. It positions you as helpful as an expert. It attracts new people, sure, but it also nurtures the relationships you already have. Keeps giving them value beyond just the sale.
Gotcha. The excerpt wraps up pointing to Eido's Edge and their focus on tailored communication strategies. Sort of a real-world plug for putting these ideas into practice.
Right. It just highlights that, you know, a good strategy here isn't one-size-fits-all. It needs to be tailored based on your audience, your specific goals.
So the bottom line feels like consistent communication isn't just like a tactic you bolt on. It's more fundamental. A pillar for building those strong, loyal customer relationships.
Couldn't agree more.
It builds trust, keeps you relevant, drives engagement.
It really is about establishing and then nurturing that ongoing dialogue, strengthening the connection bit by bit over time.
Yeah, well put. Okay, so for you listening, Maybe think about the businesses you interact with. Whose communication actually works for you, makes you feel connected? What are they doing consistently? And maybe more importantly, how could you apply some of that to the relationships you're building? Something to think about. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.